From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Brand. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia County is looking at a plan to transfer savings in workers' compensation claims as a way to help local fire departments pay for insurance mandated by state law to cover active firefighters. The law that requires fire departments to provide insurance for its volunteers goes into effect January 1st. Under the legislation, firefighters with 5 years of interior experience must be covered for various types of cancer, including lung, prostate, breast, lymphatic, hematological, digestive, urinary, neurological, cancer of the reproductive systems, or melanoma. A program created by the Firemen's Association of the State of New York in partnership with Hartford Insurance Company costs $225 a year per volunteer. Columbia County has approximately 900 to 1,000 firefighters, although not all may be eligible for the program. Columbia County Treasurer P.J. Keller said to the Board of Supervisors, and I quote, "We have seen savings in workers' compensation claims the last couple of years," end quote. Under Keeler's proposal, the county would charge the towns less for workers' compensation each year, but then charge for the cost of the insurance, ultimately resulting in savings for the municipalities. "A plan is budget neutral," Keeler said, "and will not require an increase in taxes." Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Madison Isler and Eric Anderson are reporting in the Times Union. U.S. Representative John Faso is one of three upstate members of Congress asking Amtrak to reconsider its decision to stop operating the Toys for Tots train, which distributes winter clothes, toys, and other items to upstate families every year. In an August 9th letter to Amtrak President and CEO Richard Anderson, Faso, U.S. Representatives Elise Stefanik and Paul Tonko said the train is, and I quote, "a beloved and enduring resource that many of our region's neediest families rely on. Discontinuing this train service will mean approximately 40,000 children and their families will not benefit from donated gifts and much-needed winter hats and gloves," end quote. They wrote further, and I quote, "We implore you to reconsider," end quote. This year would have been the 20th anniversary of the Marines Toys for Tots campaign. The train almost did not operate in 2017, but a last-minute intervention from Stefanik and Tonko helped to save the service. However, in a statement issued last week, the company said, and I quote, "Amtrak's objective is to operate its core scheduled train service safely, on time, and efficiently, and must therefore decline to operate this charter. Amtrak will continue to proudly support the Toys for Tots program through the collection of toys at participating stations," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors, August 8th, accepted a grant from the Federal Aviation Administration that is expected to cover 90% of the cost of rehabilitating the runway at the county airport. The county also received a state aviation capital funding grant to cover an additional 5%, leaving the county responsible for the remaining $99,000 of the project's nearly $2 million price tag. The runway, which measures 100 feet wide and more than a mile long, is 20 years old and was last paved in 1998. The board in June awarded a nearly $1.8 million contract to A. Colarusso & Son of Greenport to rehabilitate the strip. The project consists of repaving the runway, installing new LED runway lighting, replacing some airfield guidance signs, and replacing the precision approach path indicator. Some of the work may begin late this year, but most of the work will be done in the late spring and early summer of 2019. The project will be completed in 7 or 8 weeks. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxing is reporting in the Daily Freeman. Area residents are being warned of offers of free fill. Anyone planning to receive fill from New York City must notify the State Department of Environmental Conservation 5 days before the materials are delivered, and landowners should inspect the materials before allowing them to be dumped on their property, according to an advisory issued by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Landowners are also urged to request documentation of the origin of the fill and its transportation. Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, "As the saying goes, a deal too good to be true probably is," end quote. He urged landowners to be, and I quote, "skeptical," end quote, if a contractor offers free fill, and to refuse any materials coming from New York City without proper documentation. In July, charges were brought against 24 persons and 12 corporations, including a Suffolk County company implicated in illegal dumping in the town of Rochester, Ulster County, in 2017. The State Department of Environmental Conservation found 10 illegal dump sites in Ulster County and 2 in Dutchess County as part of its investigation, which, according to agency officials, is ongoing. The material reportedly tested positive for several toxic chemicals, including arsenic and lead. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.